One of New Orleans' black neighborhoods is finally seeing more activity, the Lower Ninth Ward, which became famous during the flooding. Today, people are gutting houses, putting up drywall, mowing grass. Their neighborhood is now considered safe enough to return permanently, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Water, electricity, sewers, natural gas, and, if you're lucky, a trailer. That's what it takes to legally live in the southern section of New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward these days. And on this day, Michael King has them all. So you got your keys?
Yeah. If I can learn how to open it. Okay. How do we do this?
King just had his trailer delivered and is having a few problems getting the keys to work.
Isn't this goofy?
King is a building contractor who's been working to repair his own large four-bedroom house when he's not working on other homes. He calls the trailer accommodations a bit snug, but a welcome addition, especially for his wife, who's been staying at their home with the family dog for the past 6 months.
She can live in over there, but she couldn't cook over there, you know, because the gas isn't on.
There's no headcount on who has returned to live permanently in the Lower Ninth Ward, but federal officials say they have 350 requests for individual trailers. FEMA says some areas are too damaged or may be unsafe for trailers, especially if other homes nearby are being demolished. After the city announced part of the neighborhood was open, FEMA contractors began inspecting 180 sites. King's house was one of them, and he's beginning to feel optimistic about the area.
This block here, people start to throw away their things, and the police are starting to ride the area. So, you know, a lot of people's coming back. A lot of work is getting done.
This part of the Lower Ninth Ward is a historic district called Holy Cross. The Holy Cross School is open, and many of the area's storied shotgun houses and Creole cottages remain intact. Sitting on an ornate bench on his front porch, Edgar Lewis Taylor says he's both determined and lucky.
Man, like I say, my mama's house is up for demolition. My daughter's house up for demolition. My baby sister house, my sister house. I was fortunate enough to purchase a house in the Holy Cross Historic District.
Taylor evacuated to Tallahassee after the flood, but came back right away.
I need to be at my house. I can't be nowhere else. Matter of fact, they talk so bad about us. Why would I want to be anywhere else? Why would I want to be in the company of somebody that they made us look bad nationally? Like we were just, we were the slum of the earth. We just didn't have nothing or whatever. But that wasn't true. That wasn't true.
Taylor says his three-bedroom home is evidence of his hard work. It's dry and sparkling clean. After holding 5.5 feet of floodwater, he gutted the house himself, wired it after the energy company put a meter out front. It looks amazing.
It does. It really does. It made my house even look a little better.
I'm standing now on Durbany Street. Durbany is the dividing line between the open area and the closed section of the Lower Ninth Ward. I'm looking at a house where the roof has collapsed and leans like a drunk, almost touching the ground. Cars clog yards here. The closed area, unlike the open section, is desolate.
This rubble used to be my parents' home, and this is what's left of it.
Marion Dean and his wife Melanie had traveled from Jackson, Mississippi to take a last look at what remained of the Dean family home.
This house was a one-story house when it was originally bought. In a neighborhood that was originally predominantly white in 1965, we were one of the few black families that lived here. And my dad actually renovated the house with his own hands, and he built it into a two-story house. So it was like one of the gems of the neighborhood.
Dean says the family has suffered several blows. His wife's mother died last May, his father in early August, 3 weeks before the storm when a teenage motorcyclist drove the wrong way down a one-way street. Then came Katrina, and floodwaters slammed into the Dean family home, lifting it off its foundation and shoving it splintered and damaged into the street. His mother moved to Mississippi, and the city tore down the house. Dean says people who believe this part of the Lower Ninth Ward can be revitalized are in denial.
The hardest thing to accept for an Orleanian, but in particular a Lower Ninth Wardian, if you will, is to accept that the fact that this is over. This area is decimated. You know, it has been annihilated by natural disaster, and there's no bringing it back.
There are a few in the Lower Ninth Ward who refuse to accept the idea. They are here, too, working on homes surrounded by piles of debris and the shattered remains of other buildings in the closed portion of the neighborhood. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.